America Ministries is going to put it in your hands. Call us, 1-800-SAVE-USA, 1-800-SAVE-USA. Get it on our website, saveus.org. I want to urge you to seriously consider getting a hold of your emergency pack containing food and medical supplies, water purification, portable that is, and many, many other items in this wonderful, large backpack. $250 plus $20 postage and handling. We'll put it in your hands. It'll solve your problem. We have looked this thing over with a fine-tooth comb, believe that it's the best on the market for the price, and it will cover four people for 96 hours. That's 4 days, friends. Nothing like it. Call us, 1-800-SAVE-USA. 1-800-SAVE-USA. Now, I want to urge you to become a partner with us. Day after day, we're preparing the way of the Lord for history's final hour. Send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255. God bless you. And again, pray for the peace of Jerusalem.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck.
Well, this is Dr. Sit Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views, and for the first hour, they're going to be your views, because we're going to do open lines tonight. Only I'm going to start out with a discourse on what I consider one of the greatest hoaxes I've seen in a long period of time. And that is the frantic fear among the people, that we are facing this very real threat of poisoning from the nuclear fallout or nuclear products that are coming from Japan. Now, basically, of course, this is being fed by a lot of material on the Internet, and people keep sending me the same picture over and over again, showing this gigantic multicolored plume with all of the numbers on it spreading across the Pacific, extending from the Japanese islands towards the west coast where I happen to live. And it's really very dramatic, but of course, what does it mean? Absolutely nothing. I mean, there is no way that this could be happening. So far, we know certain things. There was a terrible, terrible tsunami, and an awful lot of people are either dead or missing. Several thousand now are known to be dead, and still an awful lot of people are missing, and it was a terribly devastating tsunami. Basically, the financial loss is said to be somewhere between $35 and $75 billion, and a lot of the automotive industry over in Japan is going to be shutting down temporarily because of the loss of electric power, and certainly the nuclear power plants are involved are going to be shutting down for a while and undergoing repairs. And at least on one of the plants, they actually had to flood it with seawater to cool down the reactors. But you have to understand that you do not get nuclear explosions in nuclear power plants. Basically, a nuclear power plant operates just like a regular power plant operates. It operates by creating steam that turns a turbine and that generates electricity. That's all it is. The fuel rods certainly operate at about 550 degrees, which is far less than you would find with a coal-generated a furnace or with a oil-generated furnace or a natural gas-generated furnace, which is much hotter than that. And what the fuel rods do is they heat water. And if for any reason something happens, the humidity drops down in the containment vessels and everything's fine. It stops generating the heat. It stops generating electricity. And Cindy, the problem that they had here, apparently, these are older plants, and they rely upon generators. If there's a problem and you want to keep pumping water into there to fuel down the rods, and apparently some of the generators didn't work, and they did have to at least flood one of the areas, and they'll flood it for a week or so, and then it'll cool on down, and then they can go in, and everything will be fine. The idea they're going to have a meltdown, and oh, it's going to melt all the way to China. Theoretically, it could happen, but if he had a meltdown, the safest thing to do would be to simply melt down and bury the fuel rods in the earth below the plant. But this isn't going to happen. It's not going to melt through the cement and steel. Basically, they talk about containment vessels, and that's what they are. They're the domes, and they contain the radiation, and so far they've released some radiation equivalent to about one dental x-ray for one person. That's all. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Give us a call. Well, this is Dr. Stan. We're just talking about the hysteria that is developing in our nation as a result of and this is a media event. Listen to what the media is. And, you know, the old saying is, if it bleeds, it sells. If it bleeds, it sells. And certainly the people, instead of on the television, and on the radio and in the media and on the Internet, instead of talking about the terrible tragedy of the tsunami and all the people who died, you know, from the tsunami, and this has been a couple of thousand people dying, and perhaps another several thousand more dying, is a terrible tragedy. What are they talking about? The danger of a nuclear meltdown? The release of a nuclear material? It's going to be traveling across the Pacific? So far, they've released an amount equivalent to one dental x-ray, maybe even one chest x-ray. Do you really think this is a major event? Well, it's a major media event. It's being made a media event. And they're trying to equate this with a meltdown. They're trying to equate this with Chernobyl, none of which is certainly applicable. And you must understand that basically in America and in any civilized society, why, of course, they have containment vessels. And the containment vessels are made of steel and reinforced concrete, so you could crash a locomotive going full speed into it, and you would not crack that. It's a containment vessel because it's going to contain the nuclear reactive material. Now, this is what the message I've had. I've had dozens of calls today. We had 150 requests for potassium iodate, and of course you can't get potassium iodate. We talked to our good friends, David Sibley, Ready Reserve Food. They had 1,200 calls and requests for potassium iodate over a period of 12 hours. 1,200 requests, and they're out of potassium iodate. They can't get it. Certainly Millennium, the new Millennium, is another source, can't get it. And what we're doing is simply providing iodorol to people and telling them, do not take this. Have it on hand. You want to have a supply of iodine on hand. There's a real problem. And real problems, I believe, are coming, and we've been pleading with people to make the preparations for those real problems that we know and we really believe are in the offing. But this, Cindy, is being played. It's being played. And we're going to talk to Mary from Marysville here in just a moment here. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and our plea to you is do not panic. Do not allow yourself to be frightened to death by what you're reading on television, what you're listening to on Sydney, on talk radio, what you're reading, Sydney, on the internet. It is designed to frighten you to death without any basis in science. So if you'd like to give us a call, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. I have told people today that Sydney, do not panic. Do not start taking potassium iodate. If you want to buy Adderall, we'll be glad to sell it to you. You should have it on hand. Anyway, you probably ought to be taking a iodine supplement. But, and if you do, you don't have to worry about it. The whole idea is to saturate your system with iodine, and so you will not pick up the radioactive iodine-131. But do not panic. They're trying to panic you. There are very real problems out there. You should be making preparations. You should have made them a long time ago. It's not too late because this is a non-event. Now, I do think something is the offing. But this is not what it is. Well, let's go to Mary calling us from Marysville, Ohio. Hi, how are you doing? Is this Mark?
Yeah, this is Mark from Marysville, Ohio. How are you doing, Dr.
I'm doing just fine. Well, do you have a question or comment?
Well, I am extremely glad that you're talking about what you're talking about, because I was just 15 minutes ago, I was just kind of vexed over something I had heard earlier today on a talk show. I won't say what talk show it was, but the host was basically just blowing this completely out of proportion. And I got to thinking, I listened to another talk show later on, and they had some experts on that were nuclear physicists and people that had actually done work on reactors. And they didn't say anything what this host, who has no expertise in nuclear reactors and stuff, said. Also, for what it's worth, I guess you'll say, Marysville, Ohio, where I live, is home to the Honda of America auto plants. And I clean homes and businesses for a living. I talked to one of my clients that I will clean for tomorrow. The husband is an engineer at Honda. And he was supposed to be over in Japan, but he had a schedule change. But nevertheless, they are in touch with what is going on over there because of, you know, Honda. And none of the stuff that is being said about, you know, meltdown or whatever, or the rods, the reactor rods are flying 3,000 feet up in the air, none of that's being reported to them. They're not hearing it. The news is talking to Honda over here in central Ohio, the Columbus, Ohio stations. I don't know if that gets to the national news because I really don't watch national news, but there, I was thinking, you know, just literally before your show started, I thought, you know, some of these talk show hosts, they're looking at a photo, they're assuming an awful lot of stuff. It's almost like they're seeing the face of Satan in the clouds over the Twin Towers on 911. I'm sure you heard of that famous photo.
Oh, yes, sir. Right.
Yeah, you know. Just malarkey. I mean, just complete nonsense.
Well,
nonsense.
Some of them, I'm sure, are very, very sincere. And I would tell you, you know, doing what we do, it's very easy to get carried away. But
yep.
I've been fooled so many times in the past. You know, I've been at this for 49 years. And time and again in the past, you know, I've seen this hysteria, and you get consumed with it. And I'm getting, I must have had at least 50 emails today. And so many of them were the same picture of this multicolored plume spreading across the Pacific. And suddenly these articles from all over, you know, talking about this terrible doom and everything's going to be terrible. And we're going to radiate the people in the United States. We're talking about 5,100, almost 5,200 miles from Tokyo to San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
That if there was any radioactivity released, which there's not been, we're talking about a radioactivity equivalent to one dental or one chest x-ray. That's all there is. And yet, look how they've blown this up. And Sydney, the talk show host, have an awesome responsibility. We have to be right 100% of the time because people depend upon us for, you know, as a source of information. And we try to be right. But The only advantage I have is that I've been fooled so many times in the past, I don't jump on the quickest wagon that's going by. So I'm glad to hear that you weren't taken in, and I hope our listeners not going to be. Now, this does not mean that you should not get some iodorol. It's all we can get right now. We can't even get potassium iodate.
It's got just, some about a year and a half through you.
Okay,
folks.
Fine, and you just keep it there, and because there may very well be a time. But you need to make all of your preparations and don't put it off. I will tell you, I do know certain things as a fact. I do know that somebody is buying up massive amounts of dehydrated food. I do know that Janet DiPaolo had told a friend of Lindsay Williams back in mid-October, when she was Lindsay's friend was in Washington, D.C., and she's a conservative, and Janet DiPaolo is a liberal, but they were friends. I get a lot of friends who are liberals. I respect them. At least they stand for something. They may be wrong, but at least they're willing to take a stand, and they stand for something. And Janet DiPaolo told this woman, when you go home, you and your husband start laying in a six-month supply of food. And the woman said, why? And Janet said, I cannot tell you, but you're my friend. Lay in a supply of food and water and be prepared. And so she told Lindsay this story. Well, of course, it was an interesting story, but was it true? Well, then, of course, we began hearing from the people who were involved in the dehydrated and the freeze-dried food business, that the largest producers of freeze-dried food, and that would be Mountain House, no longer will honor its contract with its small distributors. The only people getting any food are the major distributors, and they're not getting it because somebody is buying it up, and they're putting out all sorts of phony stories like, oh, well, they're running out of cans. They can't get cans. And we've checked the story out, and it's a lie. They're all cover stories. Somebody, and the only person that could be buying up, several $1 billion worth of dehydrated or freeze-dried food is some sort of a government agency. So they know something is coming down the line, and this would tend to validate Lindsay Williams' story, and this is why I believe it is actually accurate. I think something big is coming. But this, I do not believe, is what we're witnessing today with this tsunami. You should be making their plans and certainly getting ready for some difficult times. And this may be the best thing that possibly happened, because people always wait until the last minute. And if this really were a problem, there wouldn't be any available potassium iodate. You can't buy it for love or money today. It's just not available. And we're on the front lines of this. You can get it. We can supply you, at least for the time being, with iodorol. You should buy it. You should have it on hand. And you should not use it. And we'll let you know if there's a real problem.
So, can I say one other thing?
You go right ahead, Mark. And incidentally, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Go ahead, Mark.
I've tried to be prepared the past, 10 years or so, a little bit of this, a little bit of that. I try to keep my ear to the ground, so to speak, and listen to the experts and weigh things, and to the best of my ability, be prepared. But here's the one thing I want that needs to be stressed, and I never hear it from people that kind of jump the gun, I guess you'll say, like what has happened today in the past couple days. And that is this fact: God is sovereign. And it may sound trite, and it may sound childish or childlike, whatever, but that's a good thing. He does have the whole world in his hands. He is sovereign. He is God. And HAARP is not God. The Illuminati is not God. There will be an end to this planet. But the most important thing, even way more important than preparedness, is people knowing that they are rightly related to God through Jesus Christ.
And that is absolutely right. In fact, we have this last weekend, actually a couple of things have happened just this last week. First of all, I've been, as always, procrastinating. We're so busy all the time. But about a week ago, I put a site up on my webpage, and you can link to it. It just says, how do you know you're saved? And it comes from David Bay's Cutting Edge website, and we posted it up there. we wanted people just to go over it and think about how, if they don't have a personal relationship with the Lord, they can have one, and how they can feel secure in that. And then, towards the end of last week, a gentleman called me. His name was C.J. Lovick. And he was he's been listening for a long period of time, and we've mentioned we've had some financial problems. He said, I'd like to help. I would like to place an ad with you. We have a website. It's titled The Story of Jesus, and basically it's not commercial. We don't make anything out of it. We don't sell anything. It's simply the story of Jesus. It's not certainly the written in the format of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, just the story of Jesus, and taken from all four Gospels, a chronology of his life, his death, and his resurrection. And so it's sort of reminiscent of a book I read probably 60 years ago called The Greatest Story Ever Told, and it is a great story. And we went on the website, and we were enthralled by what he'd done. And he's been up there for 10 years. Probably 1 million people a year go to it. Now, of course, you can get to it from my website. We've got a banner up there, and we're going to be advertising it. Not because, of course, Mr. Lovick's going to make any money. He doesn't make any money on this. He actually provides somebody to answer all the emails. But God has been kind to him, and he believes that this is something of eternal value, and it is. So
absolutely.
Basically, going right along with what you're saying, and simply I would second what you say. We must understand we're in for some bad times. But the worst thing that would happen is we'd die and go to heaven. Wouldn't that be a wonderful thing? Well, I'd still like to be around for a little while to see what's going to happen. But anyway, God bless. Thanks very much for calling. Our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and this is the time. We hope that people will call in. Our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
In these times of falling values, high unemployment, loss of income, and with hyperinflation on its way, we have created a one-ounce silver coin with a cross and the words of John 3:16 on one side and the American Eagle on the other. These coins are mural finished, 0.999 silver. Each of these beautiful coins will always have an earthly store of value, plus the cross with John 3:16 as an eternal value. Go to www.john316coin.com and call 1-877-316-COIN while supplies last. Order these beautiful 1-ounce John 3:16 American Eagle coins today by going to john316coin.com and calling 1-877-316-COIN.
All about, and we'd love to get your take on what's going on. But I believe this is a major media event. It's a tragedy that all the people have died over there, but they did not have anything to do with the nuclear power plants. This is an entirely separate issue. This is a minor issue compared with the massive loss of life, the massive destruction of factories and of homes, and we're talking of somewhere between $35 and $75 billion worth of damage. So what is the media simply emphasizing? Why? It's the old idea. How will we frighten the people? How will we make this something that people will remember? And so they will keep talking about a meltdown, the possibility of a meltdown. Ladies and gentlemen, as far as I can see, there's no possibility of a meltdown. Basically, the one place where they had some problem where some fuel rods did not drop properly, they simply flooded it with water. And, of course, they'll be able to clean it up here in a few weeks, and that'll be the end of it. It'll do some damage to the plant. It'll be out of offline probably for several months. But this is mostly a media event. And if you listen carefully to the people on the CNN, for instance, I was listening to, and they were talking about, oh, there's a possibility of a nuclear meltdown. Possibility. Listen to what they say. They brought in a professor of nuclear engineering, and they asked him what he thought. And as he pointed out, very rightly so, there's no serious radiation leak. And you're not going to get a radiation leak from the for this containment vessel. And certainly the evacuation of people adjacent to the plants was simply precautionary, probably wasn't necessary. Certainly the people do not need to take iodine tablets even there. And yet here in America, because of the hysteria that's been created, people are clamoring to get the iodine and certainly, as I mentioned earlier, Ready Reserve Food had something like between 1,500 requests for the potassium iodate in about 15 hours, all generated by irresponsible media. And it basically, the old idea of it bleeds, it reads, people will read it, they'll be swept up in this. But it was so interesting on CNN, after he had said everything that was accurate, there's nothing to worry about. As soon as what about Chernobyl? He explained what happened to Chernobyl and why this wasn't applicable. And as soon as he left the studio, they were right back trying to frighten people to death. So, believe me, the material put up on the internet, I was accused today by somebody that I answered their email saying, this is not a problem of being a Rothschild agent of believing what the Rothschild-controlled media was telling me. What the media is telling me is that, the internet is telling me we should be hysterical. What I know, and certainly the information I've been able to glean, this is the danger is far more from people getting hysteria than from any real danger. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295, and we've got Lorraine Sidney calling from New York. Hi, what part of New York are you calling from, Lorraine?
I'm out in the country in Litchfield, but I'm at mailing address of Ilion, New York.
All right, fine. Well, it's good to have you with us. Do you ordinarily listen by shortwave, internet, or by radio stations up in upstate New York?
Pardon?
How are you listening to us?
I'm on the radio, WJIV of Cherry Valley.
Okay, very good. Great station. Okay, do you have a question or comment?
Yes, I've got a couple questions. First of all, the radon tests that are being done on houses, it's a new understanding of mine. I don't know if I'm correct in it, that the radon in the basement brings kind of nuclear radiation out of the ground. Is that correct?
The radon basically is much overemphasized here in the United States. Basically, they've done studies upon communities that have radon and don't, and you have a lower rate of cancer in the countries with the radon in it. Basically, of course, a low-dose radon stimulates your immune system and gives you immunity against cancer. High-dose radiation, of course, would be bad, but you're not going to get it from the average radon you're going to get in a home. This is all hype. It's all part of a program to frighten people to death, going on for a long time. Yes, high-dose radiation we should be concerned about, but low-dose is certainly actually beneficial.
But would the iodine help you?
Hold on, we'll be back in a moment.
Okay.
This is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. We've got Lorraine calling from New York, and she's asking about radon. And certainly, the radon that we have in most homes actually is beneficial. It stimulates your immune system, and there's a lower incidence of cancer in the areas where they have radon, where they don't. Now, should you take iodine? No. Basically, the iodine is in case of a release of a radioactive iodine, iodine-131, which has a half-life of about 8 days. But certainly, if you take iodine for that purpose, it'd be foolish. Now, there's nothing wrong with taking iodine. I take it myself because most people do not get enough iodine. They've taken it out of the bread. Even part of the salt doesn't have iodine in it, and you need iodine for good health. With women, it cuts down on the incidence of cystic mastitis as far as the breast is concerned, and there are many reasons why you should take iodine, but preventing a danger from radiation is not one of it, unless of course, while you suddenly there was a nuclear explosion and there was iodine-131, and then of course you'd want to take the iodine, because it would fill your thyroid with iodine, and the iodine-131 couldn't get in. But remember, after 8 days, it's half gone, and the half-life on iodine-131 is 8 days. So it dissipates very, very quickly. Any other questions, Lorraine?
Now, if you take kelp, that'll give you a natural iodine that's beneficial to your health,
yeah,
right?
Yes, that's absolutely right. And it doesn't matter how you take it. You can take kelp. You can take iodorol. You can take iodine drops. But however you take it, there's nothing wrong. Just don't take too much. But, of course, there's nothing wrong with kelp.
Okay. And my other question is, is it my understanding that there is, I don't know what you call it, where they're whether manipulating the weather and that they can cause earthquakes or floods?
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Lorene is calling us from New York. She wants to know if they can cause earthquakes. Yes, they can. They have the ability to cause storms and droughts, and I believe they have the ability to create earthquakes. I believe they have the ability, they've created all sorts of new diseases. We have a lot of very wicked people out there. Now, if you want to know about storms and droughts, you can read Zygmunt Brzezinski's book, Between Two Ages. He wrote that in 1970, and at the bottom of page, somewhere I think 56 to 57, somewhere there, he talked about how by the year 2018 we'd be able to create storms and droughts and chronic new diseases to use against the enemy. Of course, he considers us common people the enemy. But basically, they can create storms. They can manipulate the weather. We've got some great DVDs on that, Cynthia. Put up by our friend Bob Fletcher, well worthwhile watching, and we have a book on weather modification written by our friend Jerry Smith before he died. Yes, they can create storms, they can create droughts, they can create snowstorms. In fact, you can even hire people, go up on the internet, look about weather modification. You could hire somebody to drop snow if you have a ski resort and you need snow, they'll make it for you. So basically, and I'm sure that they have the ability to create earthquakes, but we don't know. This may simply be about an act of God.
So I was just wondering if this happening in Japan could have been manipulated by man.
We do not know. It's all top secret. It's top secret because we don't want Osama bin Laden to find out what the government's doing. Everything is top secret. They do not want the American people to know. But and I said I will not get on and conjecture that something like that happened. It's a possibility. We just have to wait and see.
Okay.
Maybe someday somebody will come forward and tell us, or maybe it was just an act of God. Remember, of course, there is this ring of fire, volcanic activity all around the Pacific Rim, and going up the Aleutians, and then down along the Japan. And this is a very unstable part of the Earth, so it could certainly have been part of this volcanic activity. Rather than conjecture on that, it's interesting, but it doesn't get you any place. I would far rather emphasize the very real fact. The hype is being used to frighten people to death, and believe me, they are frightened to death. And what I'm trying to do is say, do not be frightened about this as far as the nuclear material, but I hope this will be a good lesson to you. Start making your preparations now, because I think we're in for some very difficult times. And people should lay in their food. They should have their potassium iodate. They should have their Berkey water filters. And right now you can't even buy a big Berkey. We can't even sell it to you. But we do have the Berkey lights outside of California and Iowa. You should have that. You should have your health products. Do not put it off. And this is a beautiful example of what happens when people put things off and then suddenly they want to buy something and it's not available because everybody else wants it. Right now, of course, you can still buy the dehydrated food. I will tell you the prices are going up 10, 15 to 20%. I know dehydrated food is going up 15 to 20% in the middle of next month. Get your order in now. Do not put it off, okay? Lorene?
Okay.
And if you're going to get these things, or if you're not going to get it, go down to your food store and buy up your canned goods and get your canned meats and your fruits and vegetables. I prefer the dehydrated. But there's nothing wrong with getting them all. Lay in your staples. Get your rice, get your flour, get your salt, get your sugar. Get food-grade containers. Start putting these things aside.
Can you keep them longer than the dates
Sure you can.
And okay. Even your vitamins.
Be fine.
Can you keep your vitamins longer than the date that's on the?
Yeah, you can. Certainly, but don't quote me on that. Okay.
Okay.
God bless. Thanks very much. Let's go to John calling us faithfully, hanging on from Spokane. Hi, John. How are you doing?
Hi, Dr. Stan. I'm doing great and hope you are too.
We're doing just fine. Appreciate your call. Do you have a question or comment?
Well, a comment, I guess, and maybe a question to follow it up with. I remember getting into a discussion with a friend of mine who had kind of maybe a liberal bent to his thinking a few years ago regarding whether nuclear energy was a good idea for the production of electricity. And his thought was that it was not. And I seemed to have an effect on him when I pointed out to him that just about everything that man has discovered or devised can be used for good or for evil. And we might agree that it's not particularly good to a good use of nuclear energy to create bombs that are so powerful, even though that argument might even be up for grabs at times under certain conditions. But in general, we could agree that using this great discovery of nuclear fission for bombs might be a bad use. But then on the other hand, if we were able to harness it for the production of electricity, assuming that we could make it safe, that would be a good use of nuclear energy. And at that point, pretty much his argumentation fell apart, and he realized that there was a certain validity to that point.
Well, let me point out, John, that my son was in the Navy, and he was on a nuclear-powered carrier. All of our carriers are nuclear-powered. All of our submarines are nuclear-powered. There has never been a serious injury in the submarines or on the carriers or the aircraft carriers. These are really very, very simple, the nuclear generators, and they use the principle of producing steam and heat to turn the turbines that generate the electricity or drive the engines. They work, and they work very efficiently, and certainly they can work very efficiently for us. And the reason we do not use electricity is because the oil companies don't want us to have that. And of course, right now, there's going to be a drive to use what happened over in Japan to discourage nuclear electricity because they want to lower our living standards. Who has opposed nuclear development? Why, of course, the environmental movement. And who funds the environmental movement? It was started by the oil companies. Why would the oil companies do that? Because they want you to burn oil and natural gas or coal, which they control, rather than nuclear. And now we may very well, hopefully, we're going to be able to develop nuclear power. It's going to be interesting to see how they spin this recent story, but it's all a scam. Certainly France gets 80% of its electricity from nuclear. Probably Japan gets half of its nuclear power from nuclear, probably half of its electricity from nuclear. It's safe, it's efficient, and basically with all the problems that we have, I think that the fact that there's been no significant release of electricity shows how effective this is. Anything else you want to say, John?
A quick comment and a question. The environmentalists take a very romantic view to nature, and I've noticed that many environmentalists, especially on the ground, grassroots level, the people that like to be out in nature a lot, oftentimes they aren't very scientifically adept, but they have this romantic notion that if we get rid of all technology, that the Earth will return to some pristine state or condition. But you notice how if man stops managing the environment, even on, let's say, an agricultural level, all of a sudden weeds start taking thistles and all sorts of signs that nature is not pristine start to take over. We were told in the Bible, for those that believe it, that man should subdue the earth and you know, try to manage it in as a good husbandman might, you know, a garden. And because sin has come into the world, even the creation itself is under this curse, And maybe one day in the future, from the Christian perspective, God will return it to its originally intended state where everything will be pristine on a natural basis. But for the time being, all this business of tearing down dams and going back to nature is going to, we're going to discover all of a sudden how unpristine nature can be.
But even more than that, John, if you really get into the background of Agenda 21, which is the agenda for the 21st century, and you can get the copies of it from certainly United Nations, you can get them through my ministry, and you read then the Global Biodiversity Assessment Program and the Earth Charter, you will find out they really want to kill off the majority of the people. An important part of this whole environmental movement is to kill off the majority of the people on the earth. What sort of human beings would want that? What everybody has missed is behind all of this are powerful spiritual forces. Have you ever read my Population Control Agenda monograph?
No, I haven't.
Well, if you have access to a computer.
Yes, I do.
Go up on your computer and just type in Population Control Agenda in my name or Radio Liberty, or you can get it off my website. But read it through and then give us a call in a week or so and let us know what you think. I think it's the finest thing available. I wrote it up probably about 20 years ago, and it needs to be updated. But the material there is valid, and it takes you into the demonic force behind this whole environmental movement. Promise to do that, and I'll let you go. And
do
that.
Could
read
I leave
it.
You with,
go ahead. One more
could
thought.
Could I leave you with a quick question, then I'll jump off the line.
Okay.
Sorry to monopolize the time here. On a similar but unrelated but different note here, it has been my observation that the Japanese people have not, with open arms, although not without exception, of course, but they haven't with open arms, even though they're one of our best allies since World War II, they haven't with open arms received Christianity. They seem to be very much into their particular, like, animism, I think it is, which bears similarities to Christianity in some respects, but won't save them in from our perspective. But do you think that this sort of disaster could have a positive effect among those Japanese Christians that have received the gospel that might help them to share with their fellow Japanese people, and that in the end result this could have a positive effect for bringing more Japanese people?
It certainly could. Basically, sometimes it takes a crisis before people begin looking for God and for answers. So all we can do is pray. Basically, how do you reach the Japanese people? You don't. You pray that God will certainly use something you've done to reach them. And since they've been very resistant to the scriptures, to accepting our Lord, but all we can do is pray for them. They're wonderful people. They're warm people. They're very capable and intelligent people. But, of course, only the Lord can set them free. Thanks so much, John. God bless.
Thanks a lot, Dr. Stanley.
And let's go to Jeff calling from Spokane. Hi, Jeff. How are we doing? Once again, our number 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Hi, Jeff. Question or comment?
I have a couple of comments, really, and good to hear you on the air again, Dr. Stan. I've been traveling and missing you, so it's nice to be back. Freeze-dry guy has about a three-week delay, I guess. I just put in an order a few weeks back, and I just got an email today that said, Jeff, your order is on its way. So just to let you know, the products are coming.
Glad. I'm glad, because they're having difficulty getting them, but certainly I'm glad you're getting them. I'm glad you're laying in a good
yep.
supply now, and but most people aren't. Most people are going to wait until it's too late, and suddenly they're going to be frantically trying to get food, and none is going to be available now. Remember, in addition, you want to lay in your staples and certainly the sugar and the salt and the flour and the wheat and the rice and the other things, and then, of course, the things you get from the freeze-dry guy, you're in good shape. But make sure you got a Berkey water filter or some means of purifying water. Make sure you got your health products. Make sure you got some potassium iodate or iodorol on hand. And then you said to get yourself in good shape financially. But the most important thing is make sure you have a proper relationship with our Lord, because that's all that's going to get any of us through what lies ahead.
That's all that really matters anyway, is being close to God and having a relationship with the Lord for sure. I have I'm an ex Navy nuclear trained engineer off of a submarine. I actually got out in 1991, so I'm not quite the expert I was 20 years ago, but I can say for certain that the hype that's being peddled on the network TV stations is far, they're overreaching, overblown hysteria about the potentiality of what could happen. The Japanese are doing everything right. They're covering that core with water, and the water is the best moderator for a nuclear fission process. And like you said, in about a week, everything will cool down. Probably it would be less than that. It'll probably be 3-4 days. That core will cool down to room temperature. There'll be no worries. The control rods were dropped to the bottom, which absorbed all of the neutrons, so the reactivity is very low. There shouldn't be any trouble whatsoever. So if there are people out there that are a little bit concerned about that, there is no concern. Even in the worst case, if that core absolutely melted, it would just go bury itself in the ground.
Right.
Again, all of those neutrons would be absorbed, so there's no worries there at whatsoever.
I know. Basically, of course, I've been condemned of being an agent of the other side because I'm not hysterical. And I try to be the voice of reason. I appreciate so much your calling in, Jeff. Somebody who knows a lot more about it than I do, but certainly I appreciate your certainly verifying what I've been saying. Anything else you want to say before we let you go?
Yes, very, very quickly. The U.S. House of Representatives passed something called the GRID Act that would protect our power structure in case of an EMP, but the Senate has chosen not to vote on it at all. And I'm just encouraging everybody to call their senator and encourage them, please bring the GRID Act up for a vote.
I think you're absolutely
right. I read this on World.
But I think you have to understand there are people who really want to wreck this country. And if there were an EMP attack, I said it would just shut this whole thing down. And that's just what they want. People don't understand. This is, goes along with Agenda 21, destroying our economy. Suddenly, if there's an EMP attack, it would take us back to the 1920s. So, yes, I agree with you. Write to your senators and say, demand that they pass this legitimate, very legitimate legislation. Thanks so much for calling.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. Have a good night.
Bye-bye. Let's go to Sean is calling from Dallas. Hi, Sean. How are you doing?
Doing great. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Do you have a question or comment?
Yeah, I have a question.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Where are my car keys? What did I come in this room for? Where did I put that?
A common condition called age-related memory loss is robbing millions of people of their ability to remember and think clearly. And Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are occurring at younger ages, even early 20s and 30s. And there's much evidence that brain inflammation may be the cause. Brain inflammation may also cause depression and insomnia. But there's great news. Studies show by taking special, powerful nutrients, brain inflammation and its damaging effects may be greatly reduced. And that's why neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock created his brain repair formula to reduce brain inflammation and maintain a healthy brain. So, for a free book on brain health or information on Dr. Blaylock's special brain repair formula, call 1-800-SPECIAL or visit 1-800-SPECIAL.com.
Primarily listener supported, and we, of course, could use your help. We've a lot of our regular listeners, supporters, have had to drop out because they've lost their jobs. And so, if you're in a position to come forward and certainly take their position, we'd welcome you into the Radio Liberty family of supporters. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We have about 60 outlets across America every week, and we've got to catch a buy time on most of those radio stations, and we do need your help if you are in a position to help us. Again, of course, we also hope maybe many of you will, of course, want to go to our website and look at the material that's there, watch the DVDs, read our newsletters, and certainly you can listen to our programs. It's all free of charge. You can listen to the programs 9 hours a day. Now, when it comes to reading, you should read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. It's available by calling 1-800-544-8927. To understand the spiritual forces at work, why you need to see the DVD, The World Revolution. The World Revolution. There you'll actually see my interview with Ambassador Earl Smith, a billionaire I interviewed in 1980. He was the American ambassador to Cuba at the time of the Cuban Revolution. And he will tell you, the government knew Fidel Castro was a communist. The State Department knew, the CIA knew, and they turned Cuba over to Fidel Castro. Now, that may sound pretty much of a statement, a far-out statement, but nothing as it appears to be. You need to get the DVD, World Revolution. Then you need to read David Rockefeller's book, memoirs. We have that as well, and he'll tell you how his daughters go down to visit their good friend Fidel Castro, how Fidel Castro comes up to visit with David, and of course how David and his friends, and this is on page 405, have raised the living standards of people throughout the world, and they really have. They've raised the living standards of people in China and Russia, but they plan to lower the living standards here. And that's what's going on today. You need to get the Earth Charter. It's available on the Internet. You can get a free copy from Radio Liberty if you get anything from us. And simply, this, the Earth Charter, and point 10A, calls for equitable distribution of wealth among nations. The whole idea is to lower living standards in America and raise living standards elsewhere. Because the other plan is to kill off most of the people on the planet. And you say, that's crazy talk. No, it's not crazy talk. You need to go to the Georgia Guidestones. You need to read my Population Control Agenda monograph. You need to read what people like Sam Keen, Dr. Sam Keen, and Eric Pianka, Dr. Eric Pianka, talked about eliminating 90% of the world population. You need to get our Sustainable Development Syllabus or go up on our website and look up the Georgia Guidestones. Where the secret society, and there are secret society that put up the Georgia Guidestones, talks about maintaining the world population of 500 million in constant balance with nature. You need to understand there really are secret societies and very powerful, powerful forces. And so our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, our book, Brotherhood of Darkness, Brotherhood of Darkness, and my talk on the forbidden secret, my talk on the dark secret, the two separate talks, and there's a syllabus that goes with both of them. You need to get educated. You need to help us educate others. And then, of course, we ask you to pray for America. We ask you to pray for revival for our leaders and our ministers, but please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection, because we're on the front lines of a truly spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. May I suggest you go to my website and check the banner, The Story of Jesus. The Story of Jesus. Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you, the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Deborah Traveras. And Deborah's a woman who's really had no idea what was going on until perhaps 4 to 6 months ago, when she suddenly became aware of Agenda 21, this secret agenda. It's not really secret, it's published, but because of the degree of control over the media by the Brotherhood of Darkness, why most people have never heard of it, but there is an agenda, a plan, a master plan that involves a massive population reduction, getting people out of their cars, getting people to cut back their standard of living by cutting off back on the use of electricity and water. And you say, well, why would you want to do that? Well, because they want to lower living standards. After all, why should you live so well when the people in Chad or certainly in Bahrain certainly are not living as well? Shouldn't we all be equal? Well, because that's a lot of foolishness. Let's bring their living standards up. Let's not lower our living standards, but that's the master plan. Well, Deborah really didn't understand any of these things, and about 4 to 6 months ago, she began to wake up, and she has really been a driving force in Northern California, certainly on this smart meter issue. And you say, well, but how could one person have any influence? Well, I'll tell you, one person can have a great deal of influence. And certainly we've had defeat after defeat after defeat. And then, within the last 10 days, the head of the Public Utilities Commission in California has come out and said, well, people ought to have a right to say, I don't want a smart meter on our house. Now, up to this time, PG&E, and of course, which is part and parcel of the problem, is part of the Brotherhood of Darkness, and the other major utility companies all across America were using, the Utilities Commission saying, well, they ordered it, it's not our fault, you have no right, we'll turn off your electricity if you don't go along with this. But because concerned citizens have raised the issue consistently over and over and over again, these multi-billion dollar corporations have been running roughshod over people's rights, and now suddenly the head of the Public Utilities Commission in California said people should have rights. They should have the right to say no to big government. What did you think when you heard about that, Deborah? Oh, let's get Deborah. Hi. Deborah, what did you think when you heard about the head of the PUC saying people should have rights?
Well, I was shocked, and I'm still wondering what is going to fly out of the box, because this is such an enormous corporation, number of corporations behind the deception of the augmentation of the smart meter. We have GE lined up to position themselves to supply everyone with their new appliances when those are required as part of the smart grid technology that they're trying to foist on us. So while we're very, very happy that the CPUC has acknowledged our many, many letters, our attendance to their various meetings for over a year, well over a year, we're optimistic. In 2 weeks, PG&E is being required to present several proposals on how people can move forward with a wireless technology rather than wired.
And basically, people have to understand what this means. There is a massive program. It involves the appliance makers. We'll be back in just a moment to talk to you about it. You go right ahead, Deborah. Just hold your telephone just a little further away from your mouth, because it'll we'll get a clearer signal. But go right ahead.
It all started out for me a little over a year ago when, as a property owner, tenants were calling and wondering what was going to happen with this smart meter attachment, because they had heard that it had radiation associated with it. And when we found that it indeed did, and there was no insurance, everything was uninsurable consequences for property owners, with tenants that were likely to be exposed to levels of radiation that were of a concern. Well, over that length of time, we found out not only was it a concern, there are over 4,000 studies that show that people do get sick. And over the year that I spent with the smart meters, my initial direction was about the privacy aspect and the fact that we needed to protect our tenants. I didn't realize how sick people got, and I have since seen and heard the stories from all over the country of the headaches and the sleep disturbances and the ear pain and pitched ringing to their ears and just anxiety levels and palpitations and rashes. The list goes on and on. People have had various degrees of really being debilitated, up to the extent that a number of people are not even able to be in the bedroom or the office or wherever it is that the exterior attachment of this electrical meter is on their home. So when this our utility company, the public utility company in California, last week said they wanted our provider to provide them with a number of proposals for people not to have the smart meter, we're not certain if that includes the gas meter as well, because gas and electric meters are being changed out, transitioned into smart meters. We don't know what that means for all the people that currently have smart meters that are very sick. We don't know if that will include that they can get theirs removed. And it does not include all of the utility providers in the state of California. It's restricted only to one utility provider, Pacific Gas and Electric, up in Northern California. So it doesn't cover folks in Southern California or the Central Valley and all of the other carriers here in our state. But we've made tremendous headway. This is a huge, huge stone that we've overturned. It's taken a tremendous amount of work. People are now aware that there are health effects, that they are getting sick. they know that their utility costs are skyrocketing after they get a smart meter in most instances. And they were not told about the appliance changeouts that were going to occur and be required as part of...
All right, hold that thought, hold that thought. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and because Deborah already started about a year ago, she tells us, they have property, apartment homes, houses in Southern California, and basically she found out that they were installing the smart meters. Now, a lot of people, they don't have any reaction to them, but some people are very, very sensitive to the increased radiation that comes from these, and there are literally hundreds of studies that will tell you this. They will tell you that there are studies that will tell you that the CT, that the cell phones, the radiation from cell phones, it can predispose you to cancer. These are scientific studies, and we know from, personally, that the University of Washington, when they were going to publish this, this is probably 10 years ago, the university was threatened. They were actually threatened and told if they dared to tell the public the truth, why they would lose a lot of their federal grants. Well, they were so incensed, they went ahead and published the material. You never heard about it because the media is controlled. But there are dangers. Some people are very sensitive to electricity. But we do know that certainly if you use your cell phone on a regular basis, and why, of course, certainly there will be DNA changes in your brain, changes the pattern of your brain, and this just predisposes to cancer. And they know this is not imaginary. Well, anyway, of course, Deborah's been working very hard at this, and basically... this is simply part of a much larger plan. The plan, first of all, for the smart meter, which is a new electronic device that will monitor what you are doing in your house 24 hours a day and control your ability to use electricity to run up your electric bills, because by running up your electric bills, you will not use as much electricity, so they can lower your living standards. But this is just the beginning of a massive program laid out by this elite who really runs our country. The next step, and this is already under production, the smart grid, then the smart appliances. They're already producing them. This is a massive plan. It seemed like nothing could interfere with it. They're putting a chip into the various electronic appliances, into your refrigerator, into your washing machine, into your clothes dryer, into your hair dryer, into the air conditioning and electric heating programs, so they can regulate them through the smart grid. And if they think that you're heating your house too much, why, they can turn off the electricity. If they think that you have your air conditioner set too high, they can turn it down. It's all about control. And so basically it appeared that nothing could stop this. I mean, billions of dollars have been put into this, and of course they were saying you don't have any rights. If you object, well, we'll just turn off your electricity. How do you like that? Until, within the last week, why, the head of the Public Utility Commission came forward and said, and after all sorts of communications from Deborah and the people she works with, came forward and said, yeah, we think people ought to have rights. Well, they ought to be able to say, we don't want to go along with this. Well, you see, it won't work unless everybody's forced into it. It's all about force. It's all about an elite who want to control our lives from the cradle to the grave, and lower our living standards. Would that be a fair assessment, Deborah?
Absolutely. We have not only seen just what you've said, but just the intentional disregard for people that are sick, that are getting sicker when they have this type of technology increased on their homes. It has just been unimaginable to see the complete and blatant disregard. And it just, you know, when this was rolled out initially, nobody was told that they were going to be required to have new appliances. This was as deceptive as the stealth plan has been all along. When I tell folks, or at least was telling them in the beginning about the new appliances, they looked at me and said, what? Well, yes, indeed. GE is a major player, and they're going to be rolling those out next year. And that will also include changing out your electrical outlets. There is a new patent that has been purchased that will require all of our small appliances to be changed out as well, and that will have a lockout component so that only chipped small appliances will be able to be plugged into it. So we're in for a complete appliance change out. So we're going to be providing extreme amount of money for these large corporations to rule our lives and dominate us even further with the greater leverage and power that they're going to have with the enormity of increased wealth that we're going to be forced to give them through our electrical bill. And, you know, folks are also thinking this is a very stealth move as well. This is a sideways move to force cap and trade in the sense that our utility costs are going to go up and have with people that have already had them installed. So this is all about control. This is absolutely about bringing down our standard of living as they increase the costs on everything we do, from not only our electrical and gas costs, but our water. And just everything that we do, every breath we take is going to be supervised by this unimaginable Agenda 21 that I just fell into in the last 6 months. And the unimaginable is becoming more real as I see the way in which they are maneuvering in our communities in so many levels. The smart meter was a huge job, and it basically was a full-time job. It has been for many folks. We've made fabulous inroads, and we've got to encourage everybody, fend off the smart meter on your home. If you don't yet have a smart meter, get a sticker. Go to refusesmartmeter.com. Look at the dark side of smart meters. It's a video posted on the site. There are a number of opportunities there, public notices. If you have a smart meter and you don't want it, use the packet, download it, adapt it to your state, and submit a small claims court action. If you don't yet have a smart meter and you don't want it, download that packet off of refusesmartmeter.com, fill that out accordingly, and send that into your electrical supplier. And watch that video, The Dark Side of Smart Meters. Remember, they're going to be remotely powering down your utilities in your home, independently controlling your appliances after you're forced to buy all new ones. And for the apartment owners out there, you do not have insurance when folks get sick in your apartments with multiple meters attached to their units. This is unconscionable. We are holding the utility company at bay on some buildings that we have. We have built, actually screened, cages around our meters, and we're also locking them up here in our area. Many people are buying these locks that we can get through a local supplier, and they're rings. They slip right over the face of the meter, the glass round meter, and then there's the lock, and it goes under the ring that's currently on the meter that the utility company has. So it becomes your personal property. Many people are finding that they leave their home in the morning and go to work, and they come home to a smart meter and they didn't want it. So we're at the point right now here in California particularly that we are having to lock our meters up. And that is working. And I believe that could be in large part why the utility company has become so frustrated and is looking to do some type of an opt-out, because it's going to be awfully silly that they're going to have literally thousands and thousands and thousands of customers in revolt. We will not allow it on our properties.
And I think basically what they're planning on, what they planned on, everybody would be subservient. I mean, they would tell you, you had no choice, we're representing the government, and this is going to be great, there's no harm can possibly come to you, it's going to cut your electric bill, knowing it was designed to increase your electric bill. They're simply lying, but they're part of a great lie. I said the interlocking with our great corporations who want to lower our living standards and control our way of life. That's what Agenda 21 is all about. You say, it couldn't be true. Why, if it was true, why Rush Limbaugh would tell me, and Sean Hannity would tell me, and Lynn Beck would tell me, and ladies and gentlemen, this is not only very real. These people know about it. Rush Limbaugh makes $40 or $50 million a year not to reveal what's going on, but to conceal what's going on. I love Rush. He's got such a wonderful sense of humor, but he's well paid. to deceive the American people. And that's why you need to do your homework. You can get material on Agenda 21 on the Internet. You can get it from Deborah. You can get it from freedomadvocates.com, which is Michael Shaw. And you can get it from Radio Liberty. We actually have the Agenda 21. If you want to get something brief, you want to get it from Michael Shaw. He's got some excellent material at his website, freedomadvocates.org. freedomadvocates.org. You want to go there, get his material. Do you have any good material on your website, Deborah?
For Agenda 21, we do have the book that Orlene Curla wrote called Just Say No to Big Brother, the latest in biotechnology hazards, and that can be looked at on the site, and I believe that you have it available there, too.
We actually carry the book that's just it's called By Stealth and Deception, and we have another book Elaine wrote on smart meters. They're both available by calling 1-800-544-8927. Now, basically, of course, some people in the media have talked about this. I've heard them get up, certainly the local television station manager saying, why, why, Chris, you get, don't you get far more radiation from your cell phone than you get from a smart meter? That's right. You do get a lot of radiation from cell phones, and that's why they're dangerous, and that's why they produce cancer. But, of course, you can turn your cell phone off, and you're going to say, I'm not going to use it. But you can't do that as far as this other is concerned. In other words, you can't turn off your smart meter. It's going to keep beaming those electric beams. For some people, no problem. But others have very real problems. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And we want to hear from you. Give us a call right here at Radio Liberty. Deborah, go right ahead.
Yes, the illness is associated.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work, it's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Berkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Berkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
In these times of falling values, high unemployment, loss of income, and with hyperinflation on its way, we have created a one-ounce silver coin with a cross and the words of John 3:16 on one side and the American Eagle on the other. These coins are mural finished, 0.999 silver. Each of these beautiful coins will always have an earthly store of value, plus the cross with John 3:16 as an eternal value. Go to www.john316coin.com and call 1-877-316-COIN while supplies last. Order these beautiful 1-ounce John 3:16 American Eagle coins today by going to john316coin.com and calling 1-877-316-COIN.
But you see, there is this conspiracy, and it is a conspiracy. These people know exactly what they're doing. They work through an organization known as ICLEI, the International Commission on Local Environmental Initiatives. It's a subversive international group that wants to use the local governments to control the people and impose this secret agenda, Agenda 21. Now, a secret, yes, you can get it. But how many have ever heard of it? You're not going to hear about it because, of course, Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, so many of the communicators are in on it. And they're simply told, you can't talk about this sort of thing. We know that Jesse Ventura was offered a fabulous contract by MSNBC. You know, you come on here, come a television commentator. But there's certain things you can't talk about. And they paid him a $2 million advance, and he was all going to be set for life. And you know what Jesse Ventura did? He said, forget it. I'm not going along with it. They did the same thing with Alex Jones. They've done it with a lot of people. And usually they'll buy them off, like Elliot Spitzer. They bought off Elliot Spitzer. At one time, he was a real crusader. And then, of course, they embarrassed him with the story. The FBI leaked a story about an expensive prostitute. Now, I don't justify Elliot Spitzer and his expensive prostitute, but why do you think the FBI leaked the story? They wanted to destroy him. And then they bribed him with a position. I think he's on Fox News or one of the major networks now. And Elliot Spitzer simply sold out his principles for notoriety and the ability to get all that money. But there are other people like Jesse Ventura and Alex Jones and certainly the fellow who wrote the books on the Bilderbergers, certainly. Who was approached by several men who gave him a check and said, we have been informed to tell you, if you'll simply stop writing about the Bilderbergers, why you could have this check. And he said he looked at it, and there's no amount of money there. And he said, well, but you didn't fill in the amount of money. And they said, you fill it in. You fill it in. Well, of course, he just told them, forget about it, and this goes on, not imaginary, it goes on in America today. They just paid $315 million to buy up, of course, the Huffington Post. Why? Because they didn't want the information out. I mean, they just put out three-quarters of a billion dollars to buy up a product that would prolong life. It was resveratrol. The research had been done at Harvard. They bought $750 million for this very effective treatment. And, of course, then they shelved it. Why? Because they don't want an effective product that will stop cancer and will prevent heart disease and many other diseases. And this is how they've actually shelved products for cancer. They will not allow them to be developed in this country. You can get them in other countries. You can't get them here. And they either buy them up or they use the FDA to prevent competition. Well, it's time you realize, if you haven't incidentally seen that wonderful DVD we have, it's called Cancer, forbidden cures, cancer forbidden cures. You need to understand why so many people are dying of cancer today, slow, painful, and horrible deaths. They have the treatments, they're suppressing the treatments, but it goes right along with this whole agenda, we're going to control these common folks. And it goes right along, of course, with pushing Agenda 21, because part of Agenda 21 is population control. There are too many people in the world. They're going to have to die of something. They might as well die of cancer. If you've never heard the four-tape set on the New Order of the Barbarians or read the transcripts of that, you need to get it. And actually, that was said by Dr. Richard Day, the former medical director of Planned Parenthood. There are too many people in the world. They're going to die of something. They might as well die of cancer. We have treatments for cancer, and we're going to keep them locked up in the basement of the Rockefeller Center. Find out if it's true, and of course you'll hear the statements made by Dr. Dunnigan, who heard this, and then understand this is simply part of Agenda 21, which calls for massive population reduction and controlling the lives of the people they allow to live. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Are you going to become simply one of those who goes along and gets along? Are you going to stand up for right, for freedom? Give us a call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295 here in the Central Coast of California. Our guest, Deborah Traveras. Deborah, of course, has decided she's going to stand up, and she and her friends have had tremendous success. Would you join them? Would you join Radio Liberty and help us get the truth out, the suppressed truth? Dr. Stan back here, and I guess Deborah Traveras. Go right ahead, Deborah. I'm really so tickled and so encouraged by what's happening and certainly the response you're getting. Give us a call.
Yes, the smart meter has revved up. I think that people are watching what's happening here in Northern California. We're actually finding all over the world people have heard what's been going on here, and it's up to everybody that's listening to prevent this at your threshold. Don't wait for your city council or your county board of supervisors. Do it yourself. Put these stickers that you can get on refusesmartmeter.com or make your own, and if they are installing in your neighborhood, what that looks like is generally your utility company will subcontract these deployment of smart meters to an outside firm. They come in and they drive little trucks. They're not the usual utility trucks that you'll see driving around in your neighborhood, and they're loaded with smart meters, and they drive around and stop, and they can change out a smart meter in 5 minutes. Doesn't take them long. We've had some fires as a result of the quick mad dash in and out attachments that they've been doing. They haven't been getting good connections. That has become a real problem. We've also found out that they do not have underwriter laboratory approval, so they are in breach of various codes here in California, making them illegal to install. So some of the cities that have taken the position not to allow smart meters to be deployed have done so simply because there is no safety testing that has been done on them. There also is no environmental impact study on these smart meters, so they are being deployed without the evidence that any of us would have to provide if we wanted to launch a new product out in the marketplace. This is stealth deception. It's dragging along a lot of large corporations. This is about controlling the way you live in your home and charging you a lot to control you.
Hold that thought. Well, this is Dr. Stan and Sydney. Our guest is Deborah Traveras. And if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 with comments and that a couple of our regular supporters, Toby and Ellen Cecil, are leading the battle here in the Monterey Bay area. They're doing a great job, Toby and Ellen Cecil. And if you're in the local area here and you want to get in touch with them, why, we'll be glad to give us a call. We'll put you in touch with them. But you need to be working with the people who are on the front lines of this battle. Deborah, how can people get in touch with you, get into your website?
Yes, they can contact us through refusesmartmeter.com. There are a number of links there where they can continue to search for more information. They can contact me also on my email, which is nosmartmeter@gmail.com. That's nosmartmeters, plural, @gmail.com.
NoSmartMeters@gmail.com, and you get information what you can do. One of the things that they have a great idea is, of course, if they put them on over your objection when you've told them you don't want it, why, you simply take them to small claims court. It'll cost you $25 or $50. But then they've got to hire a lawyer, and they've got to go before a local judge. And if that local judge finds that they're simply in contempt of a local regulation, or they've done this without your permission, and that there is the potential for harm, why, he can fine them up to $5,000. And, of course, if enough people do that, PG&E is going to be forced just to back down. There's never been an organized effort to oppose these multi-billion dollar corporations before. This is really why it's so exciting, because you see these people above the law, and they work by bullying people and attempting to crush people who stand against them. And if you're doing it all alone, they'll crush you. But if they've got 10,000 people bringing lawsuits and small claims court against them, why, there's no way they can deal with it. And basically, they will be exposed for what they're doing. They'll be exposed for the bullies that they are. The whole process of Agenda 21, this massive agenda for the 21st century, and ICLEI, which is a subversive organization coordinating it, this whole thing will be exposed. And this, we may be able to begin to reclaim our freedom. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Give us a call. Are you concerned? Are you pleased that the head of the PUC has come out and said, well, people ought to have a right to make the decision? That's what I think. How did you ever get through to the head of the PUC?
Well, we, as a group and many groups, went to multiple meetings there in San Francisco for a year and a half plus, and I believe that there were a couple of new appointees to the commission here just in the last few months that made the difference with President Peavy, who is the head of the PUC. He comes from Southern California Edison, comes from a utility company background. He has stated recently of his full intention to go green and have green energy. So I'm not certain that we really got through to him as much as the statements were getting through to him. We were making enough noise, holding enough signs, up long enough, and suddenly we're getting enough evidence and enough reports that everybody in the country, all over the world, has participated with the results of studies and reports and tests. And I think it's at a point now where they can't refute it any longer. Enough cities are supporting their communities and saying that they do not want the smart meters. And in everyone who's listening, I urge you to go to your city council and inform them of these smart meters. Go to the websites. go to nosmartmeter.com. There's a number of smart meter companies that are representative of the kind of work that I'm doing as well. You can just Google No Smart Meters or Smart Meters, and you'll come across a number of different folks that are heading up their work. They all have a variety of work that they post to their sites. And I encourage you to utilize what information has already been pulled together. You don't need to reinvent the wheel. We've worked so hard. Everyone's got flyers, and we've got stickers for your meters. We've been using yard signs here in Northern California. I think that was an enormous statement. We had a neighborhood that installed over 100 yard signs out in front of their homes, covered about four blocks of the utility company that would say, refuse the installation of the smart meter, refuse smartmeter.com on these signs. And it was one wonderful statement by these communities. We've even gotten these signs on schools. You definitely want to go to the schools. You don't want your children being exposed to this increased radiation. It doesn't take what we have found. 3 to 5% of the population is going to be immediately affected when these meters are installed. And it seems that this additional level of radiation from these smart meters is what is pushing many folks over the line with the amount of technology that they can be exposed to. It just seems that that is the straw that has broken the camel's back, where people have been able to be on computers before, been able to use their cell phones. It's almost as though this pushes them on the other side of that, and suddenly they're uncomfortable using their cell phones. As unbelievable as that sounds, I have seen this with many, many, many people. They have now become sensitive to so much of the technology. So it seems as if we use it in moderation, and it's your choice to use it, then you can limit your exposure to it. So I urge everybody, talk to your neighbors, download some flyers off of our site, refusesmartmeter.com. Say no to changing out your appliances. Say no to remote power shutdowns. Say no to increased prices. Say no to invasion of your property. And health concerns, say no, because you will get sick. And people here have been telling the utility companies that they are sick. They've even gotten letters from their doctors. They send them in to the utility company, and they say, I'm sorry. And there has even been evidence that pacemakers are affected, could have interference, and baby monitors, etc. And the utility company has just continued to roll over, and now we've just last week gotten this wonderful news. We'll see how the proposals for the opt-out, what those will look like. In 2 weeks, we'll go back, and that'll be announced for all of you that are following our smart meter journey here. That will certainly be publicized, and we'll keep everybody informed as to what kind of progress we continue to make. But this is progress individually. Everybody listening, please do not allow the smart meter. Talk to your family and friends that live out of state. If they don't yet have a smart meter, explain to them what it is. Have them look at the website and watch that video, The Dark Side of Smart Meters. That's an excellent overhead view of what those smart meters will look like, how they attach to your home, what they will do to you, and what it looks like in your community. And I can't stress that enough. I think that's the easiest way to see what we're talking about here this evening, is to take a look at that video, because the smart meters radiate a circumference around your home. And they not only bathe your home with the radiation, but they piggyback off of the homes next to you. And they bathe your homes and overlap as they go to the collector cell. We've also found out that one in about every 500 to 700 homes gets a special collector smart meter, and those folks are not told about it. It is equivalent to a miniature cell phone tower, and those are the people that we know are getting especially sick immediately, even if they had not noticed interference before from radiation exposures on other types of technologies. They get this amped up version, and they're sick. We've also recently found out that in the country where the reception for the smart meter the power companies are coming in and they're amping up the signals, and that is increasing the level of radiation. And we were just recently told about that. They're having problems in the country. They're having problems with meters that are installed in block buildings or that are installed in metal buildings. The concern that is happening with metal buildings is that it refracts off the walls and off the ceilings, bounces around hundreds of times, pulsating through whatever is in that building. Again, these are things that are not told. You do not know this. They do not tell you this. These are things that we have discovered here, that employees that work for these utility companies that are concerned are calling and telling us about. They don't like what they see happening. And
so basically they're whistleblowers who are working for PG&E who are letting you know what's going on. But of course they'd be in real trouble if their bosses ever knew that they were telling the truth. Is that right?
That is correct. That is correct.
So basically, ladies and gentlemen, this is a massive cover-up with the help of the media, although there's some of the few of the newspapers are at least talking about this sort of thing, and that's great. Fortunately, we have alternative radio. We have the Internet. Let's go to stopsmartmeters.com. Well, let's go to Chris, who's calling from Santa Cruz. Again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Hey, Chris, how are you doing?
Hi, Dr. Stan. I got two things. That first is, and again, these don't have anything to do with radiation or anything, but it's another unintended consequences, a consequence of these installations. The box that goes up on the poles has a very bright green light on it, which, you know, clearly is an indicator light, I guess, for PG&E to check out driving by whether they're having a problem with the box up at the pole. But the light is the exact same color as a signal light, and it's so bright that I was driving down Branch 40 Drive the other night. They had installed it, and the cars in front of me, I think, thought it was a street light, you know, a signal light. A lot of people drive down there coming from, you know, they don't know the road. And it's very confusing to people. So, you know, it's another unintended consequence of what they've done.
I never heard about that. Have you heard about that, Deborah?
I haven't either, and I'm happy that you've called in about that, Chris, because that should be something that we should pay attention to.
No, basically, what is this, and what does this have to do with the smart meters?
Well, these are the boxes that are up on the poles that are communicating with the smart meters.
Those are the collection devices.
Collection devices. As you drive around town, Dr. Stan, if you look up on the poles halfway up, you'll see them all over every couple blocks. There's one of these ugly boxes that are just a real eyesore. It's more litter in terms of viewscape. It's litter for everybody, these horrible boxes they put up. And this bright light, it's just like a signal light, a traffic light. So it confuses people that don't know the area when they see them, especially in foggy conditions. I had one other thing. It's actually more important than that, I think. The architecture that PG&E picked of essentially putting a network of wireless boxes, these collectors, out and around in neighborhoods really looks like an end run around the various regulatory agencies to put in kind of a stealth competition cell phone network. It's potential future competition against cell phones, against cable companies, copper, everyone else. And even though they say they're using it strictly for smart meters, they now have, on someone else's dime, they have put in an infrastructure that they could expand to use for other purposes in the future. So I'm just wondering if you've heard anything about that, that was perhaps part of what PG&E was up to in installing this whole system.
Yes, Chris, I've heard many, many things about their intentions and the expansiveness of the marketing. In fact, I heard that they are setting up, or they were actually scheduling shows in Las Vegas to unroll the kinds of things that they are going to roll out once that they've got the deployment further along.
Maybe it's not part of the big brother program. Who knows, you know. But,
yeah,
but these,
yeah,
these people have all these programs. They're all secret. Basically, it, if you have a laptop computer, it has a camera on it. It has the ability to take your picture. The iPhone, the iPod, basically the iPad, basically it has a screen on both sides. Why do they need a screen and a camera on both sides? Well, because if they were to lay the this down on the table, they couldn't take your picture, or they could but there's no way, unless you throw something over the top of it, that they won't be able at least to take some picture of something going on. Why do they want a picture, ability to take pictures with every laptop? And to broadcast what could be said on that? Do we know that this cannot be kept on even when you turn off your computer? Is it possible this is how we're going to enter the world of 1984? We don't know, but remember in 1984, they watched you in your living room.
Yep.
They watched you in your bedroom. They
yep.
watch in the bathroom. They watch you all the time. They have their cameras set up every other place. And now we have even our new iPads with a camera on both sides. Why do they want a camera on both sides? And why are they making them so cheap? Hey, we're out of time. Anything
right.
else, Chip?
That's it. Thanks.
God bless. Let's go to Mary calling from Cincinnati. Hi, Mary. How are we doing?
Oh, okay. I had a water meter people come around and put a smart meter on the outside of my house, and my bed is right there. And I put a piece of aluminum foil behind my bed and taped it. And I also had CG&E come in, and they put it on my electric meter. That's out in my garage, and in my gas meter in my basement. Now, would that aluminum foil where I lay my head do anything to deflect those?
We are working right now with a number of engineers that are looking to mitigate some of the health problems that people are having now that they are installed. I would recommend that you file the small claims court action, go to the website, fill that out, and there will be more information as we start to clear some of the dirty energy and some of the RF high readings that we're finding in these houses. So you can watch as that materializes. We're still in the trying to keep it off mode here, but that is our next step. And I know that some people have been covering their meters with foil. I can't make that recommendation.
But Mary, we need, of course, to get the information, and then you've got to join thousands of people across America bringing small claims court action against, of course, the utility companies. They will be furious. They'll say, you can't do this. Why can't you do it? It's a legitimate claim because they're harming the health of the American people. We need to get all the information. We need to point out there are scientific studies that show the dangers of cell phones and microwaves. We'll be right back. Mary, anything else you wanted to say before we let you go? I guess we lost Mary back there in Cincinnati. Well, it's getting late.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Where are my car keys? What did I come in this room for? Where did I put that?
A common condition called age-related memory loss is robbing millions of people of their ability to remember and think clearly. And Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are occurring at younger ages, even early 20s and 30s. And there's much evidence that brain inflammation may be the cause. Brain inflammation may also cause depression and insomnia. But there's great news. Studies show by taking special, powerful nutrients, brain inflammation and its damaging effects may be greatly reduced. And that's why neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock created his brain repair formula to reduce brain inflammation and maintain a healthy brain. So, for a free book on brain health or information on Dr. Blaylock's special brain repair formula, call 1-800-SPECIAL or visit 1-800-SPECIAL.com. 1-800-SPECIAL.
By stealth and deception, they're available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we have my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, which will explain to you what this is really all about. We actually carry a syllabus on sustainable development. It actually contains a summary of the Global Biodiversity Assessment report, and the Global Biodiversity Assessment came out of the Second Earth Summit. It's 1,142 pages. We summarize it when they tell you how they're going to get people out of their cars, how they're going to lower their standard of living, how they're going to dramatically limit the population. They know exactly, these elite people know exactly what they're doing. They just don't want you to know. The Sustainable Development Syllabus contains the Earth Charter. It contains their program on water. It contains my treatise on the population control agenda. It goes into the writings and statements of Marie Strong, who's one of the people behind this, as he talks about forming a secret society, and the purpose of the secret society is to destroy civilization. When you understand what these people are about, why, of course, you can begin to join us in this epic struggle for the survival of humanity, and, of course, the souls of men. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. Oh, you need, of course, to get our sustainable development syllabus. You need to get my talk, Sustainable Development, the Road to World Government. This is a good place to start, a simple place to start, to understand there really is an agenda. Now, we do have the Agenda 21 report. You can actually get the report from us. You can get the original Agenda 21 report. The initial one was actually done in Santa Cruz. And read it through where they talk about how they want to end up tearing up the roads, destroying the roads, getting people out of their homes, getting them into sustainable communities, using all these vehicles to control. It's all about an elite controlling your life. And that's the purpose of ICLEI. And it's a subversive organization. Over 600 American communities belong to ICLEI, belong to this subversive organization. You can get a lot of information on that, certainly from Michael Shaw's website, freedomadvocates.org. freedomadvocates.org. Your job is to get the information and to help us get it out. And then, of course, you need to understand that there are powerful spiritual forces behind everything going on. These forces have created wars and revolutions. We have three great books on how the American Brotherhood of Darkness, we're talking about the CFR, built up Adolf Hitler both before and during World War II. You're never going to hear about this on the History Channel or on the Discovery Channel, the Military Channel, but the books, Wall Street and the Rise of Hitler, that's Wall Street and the Rise of Hitler, America's Nazi Secret, America's Nazi Secret, and Trading with the Enemy. And all during the Second World War, American corporations, headed by Americans, were in Germany making the weapons that were being used to kill our boys. After all, if you don't have a powerful enemy, how can you have a war? In the same way, we're doing everything we can to build up the Muslim world today in preparation for the next war. After all, if you don't have an enemy, how can you have a war? And they're doing everything they can to get us to hate the Muslims and get the Muslims to hate us. Part of a carefully conceived plan, if you've never seen the video, Jihad in America, we do have it. It's been suppressed for many years. And then we ask you to pray for America, to pray for revival, but please pray for Radio Liberty.
You're tuned to the Global Star Radio Network. Thanks for listening.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. You are joining us on March the 14th, 2011. Thank you so very much for joining us, caring about your world, and boy, I'll tell you, there's a lot to care about, a lot to think about, and a lot to be concerned about. I have to tell you that this has been a very tough weekend for many people after learning that one of our favorite, most renowned patriots is gone, has left us to go be with his Lord. And I really am sorry to have to tell you. Many of you have already heard, and I do thank Catherine for sending out the email blast. I thought it important enough that we let you know, and I'll tell you about it after the break when we have more time to devote to it, because this person definitely deserves all the attention for all the good that has been done. Whatever is happening in Japan right now is a little bit of a confusion, and